Saturday edition of the program. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
All right, so once again, 855-453. You can also connect with us on Skype. The username to connect to there is lrn.fm. We're going to start out the show tonight talking about checkpoints. Maybe these are something that you have encountered. Maybe there's something you've only heard about, or maybe you've never heard about these internal checkpoints. Because perhaps you don't live within 100 miles of the U.S. border. Could be the Mexican border, could be the Canadian border.
More likely the Mexican border.
But they have them both on the north and south. And, you know, of course there's the border checkpoints at the border, but there are also checkpoints at permanent installations within that 100-mile range. And actually, they could put them anywhere else. There's nothing prohibiting them from doing it elsewhere, as I understand it. There's that map that's kind of been floating around Facebook and online for a few years of that 100-mile, like, swath of land where they trace the border of the U.S. and they claim that that's, like, the Constitution-free zone. That was debunked. Basically, the whole country is the Constitution-free zone, and they can set these up wherever they want to. So just because they have been setting them up closer to the border or, you know, 50 miles away or whatever, doesn't mean that they couldn't set one up in Indianapolis, for instance. And, in fact, we have certainly seen stories over the years on Free Talk Live, and I think Indy was one of the places where the TSA, for instance, doesn't have to be Border Patrol. TSA set up a checkpoint at a bus stop, I think it was, in Indianapolis, and that's not the only place. So checkpoints are pretty ubiquitous.
You know, I mean, I hate to draw the parallels here, but when we've looked at tyrannical nations in the past, it seems like, in the recent past, I'm talking about 20th century, it seems like checkpoints are one of those kind of things that are, you know, one of the things that people draw to mind when they think of a tyrannical regime. I'm not saying the United States government compares to the gulags of the Soviet Union or the gas chambers of Nazi Germany, but, you know, that whole "y'all papers, please" seems to be the kind of thing that the average citizen would have to deal with in a tyrannical situation.
Well, I don't know. Why not compare it to those regimes? You've got a country today that imprisons more people than any other country in the world, the United States government.
They do leave alive, generally.
Okay, sure, sure. Like, maybe the conditions in those jails aren't as bad as they would have been under, say, Lenin. But it's still a lot of people who are having their freedom taken away from them. Many of those people in those jail cells have not ever harmed another human being. They're basically political prisoners who've, you know, been locked in jail cells because they had a plant or something like that.
Well, I would concur with you on that point, but I don't think that the government isn't trying to subjugate one particular person. What they've got is a prison industrial complex that pays them, and that it's really about getting the money out of the hands of the taxpayer and having a good reason to do that when it comes to the prison industrial complex.
Does that excuse the behavior?
It doesn't, but I don't think it's related to checkpoints in any way, other than it just sort of it all goes together with this ramping up of the police state,
sure,
as it were.
Sure. I mean, the checkpoints are utilized to catch people for a variety of different things, and that can include, you know, somebody that has a plant in their pocket, for instance.
I'm sure there's been plenty of people that have had a roach in the ashtray that have been taken off after being at one of these checkpoints that are intended to check for, I guess, immigration status.
Some of them are that. Some of them are DUI checkpoints. Some of them, they actually have straight-up papers checkpoints in some places where they'll demand to see a driver's license, some sort of form of identification from folks. So it's all happening. And the people over at FlexYourRights.org have put out a lengthy post called "What Are My Rights at Various Checkpoints?" And then they go through the four different types of checkpoints you might encounter, according to them: DUI checkpoints, U.S. border checkpoints, drug checkpoints, and TSA checkpoints. And they give you some useful advice, and we'll link to that on our Facebook and Twitter. And they also link to, maybe we'll share some of it with you here as well, but they also link to what they call the top checkpoint refusals, top DHS checkpoint refusals. It's about a 15-minute long video, a compilation of a variety of people who flex their rights. They assert themselves and their rights to be free human beings and travel down the road without molestation by officious government bureaucrats. And it's a really great video to watch. If you've never seen these things before, it's going to be something really special, I think, because it's very rare that you see people stand up for themselves. Not only stand up for themselves, but actually get away with it, because sometimes when you stand up for yourself, they reward you with a trip to a jail cell. I've certainly encountered that myself in my life a number of times. But at these DHS checkpoints, which, you know, again, may or may not be close to the border, maybe several miles away, these guys are doing some amazing work. So I'm going to play some of this audio here just so you can hear what it's like. Because really, it's the audio is the only part that matters. Yeah, it's kind of fun to watch the look on the faces of the bureaucrats as they're dealing with somebody who's not doing what they're told. Which is basically the key element of this, is they, you know, act, the government guys act as though they're in charge of you, and the way they speak is very authoritative, as you will hear here shortly. But these people in these vehicles aren't having any of it. They know their rights, and they assert their rights, and so we're going to share some of that with you. This, again, from flexyourrights.org, and then also we'll tell you about a contest coming up about checkpoint videos, which I'm pretty excited about. First, here's some audio.
What's up, man?
How you doing today, sir?
Good.
You a U.S. citizen?
That's my business.
Well, it's our business to ask. Are you a U.S. citizen or not?
You can ask. That's fine.
And you have to answer me, Ralph. I have to detain you until you can either tell me
Well, I don't have to answer you because I have rights as an American.
Sir, go ahead and pull over there behind that other vehicle if you do me a favor.
Did you hear that? What did he say to them?
You do me a favor?
Oh, well, that's okay. You know, I don't really know you. I mean, I would otherwise not be...
No favors today, thanks.
Right, yeah. I don't normally oppose doing people favors, but you're kind of threatening me. And you'll notice that they do this when they ask people to pull over to secondary. Usually they phrase it in a way that they're just asking. And most people don't hear it in that way when it actually happens. Because, you know, this guy might be carrying a gun. For instance, I don't know if the Border Patrol agents, all of them at these checkpoints, have guns, but, you know, they've got their uniform, they've got their dark sunglasses.
Yeah, I don't think it's the gun that scares people, frankly. I think that it's the uniform, it's the badge.
The threat of the jail cell that's looming out there?
It's the cloak of, you know, the United States government, and you don't want to be a bad citizen, you don't want to do what's wrong, and when they tell you to do something, you're going to do it.
No thanks. No.
Now, this is the same guy, by the way. There's a couple different videos here, so this is a different video now at this point. Same guy, red shirt. It's almost like he's... This is clearly a hobby for him, because he's recorded multiple editions.
Oh. No, thank you. No.
What's up, man?
What's up?
All right.
He calls over.
Can we have you pull him secondary, please?
No, thank you.
Please.
I'd like to go free on my way. You know,
now, by the way, just so you know what happens in secondary... one of the things that can happen in secondary is they will get you out of the car and then proceed to search your vehicle.
Yeah, it's the shakedown.
Right. So, you know, secondary is you get out of the main lane of traffic, go over here in our shakedown area so we can search your vehicle. And I wonder how many people just do what they're asked, in this case, to do. This guy absolutely refuses.
Now, you wonder what brings somebody to secondary otherwise. Besides, it's pretty rare that somebody's going to say no. I mean, this guy is the zebra, not the horse, mm-hmm. as it were. And so what gets somebody to secondary otherwise? Is it having too long a hair, having a beat-up car, looking Hispanic?
There's actually one of the videos. I'm not going to play this whole 15-minute video. I'm just going to play a few of the excerpts from you. But one of the videos, the Border Patrol agent actually admits that he suspects him because he's got a dirty car.
What's up?
All right. Can we have you pull him secondary, please?
No, thank you. I'd like to go free on my way. You know, I thought this is America. I thought I had some freedom to travel unmolested, and I'm just trying to go about my business here. You know, I don't have time to play games with you guys. I don't know what you think you're doing here.
Got some more of this audio coming up here in moments. And your calls and thoughts are welcome. Do you support the checkpoints? Are you somebody that thinks that this guy is a criminal and he needs to be stopped, he needs to be searched? 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. More live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. Plus, you can Skype us at lrn.fm.
With over 1 million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like Fluke, Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and do it toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We're talking about checkpoints. In this case, playing some audio from FlexYourRights.org. They are featuring the video from YouTube called Top DHS Checkpoint Refusals. And you don't want to miss this, especially if you're someone who is completely unfamiliar with these videos. They've been on YouTube for several years now. Of course, Terry Bressy from CheckpointUSA.org was one of, I think, one of the pioneers in this. He's a guy who works at a university in Arizona, and he has to travel through one of these checkpoints on a regular basis. So he was so fed up with, you know, the constant harassment by these Border Patrol people that he started bringing along video camera with him and refused to consent to searches, refused to answer questions. And I think that him putting those videos online has encouraged other people to also utilize the same tactics. And, of course, our friends over at copblock.org are recommending, you know, similar tactics of ask if you're free to go, refuse to answer their questions, and refuse to pull into secondary. And ask tough questions back to these bureaucrats as well. In fact, speaking of copblock.org, we're going to bring Pete Ayer on the line here to continue this discussion here in moments. But first,
you can save up to 75% on your prescription medications with Save On Meds. You make free trade work for you. Save On Meds uses pharmacies in the U.S., Canada, and New Zealand to bring you up to 75% off heart, cholesterol, cancer drugs, and more. These are from inspected factories, independent third-party testing of generics for purity and strength. You can save now. It's $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis and 32-count generic packages. Compare to $5 a pill to $25 in the U.S. Their pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to the U.S. customers for 9 years now. By the way, the person who runs Save On Meds, the guy in charge, I've known him for 30 years. He's a close friend of mine, one of the closest friends I have on the planet. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Save On Meds, 888-696-9363. Again, it's 888-696-9363. There you go. Save On Meds.
You know, it can be scary when the police are standing there. You're sitting in your car. They're standing there with their uniforms and their badges and their weapons and their, you know, sunglasses blocking you from seeing their eyes, and they're giving you these orders, what sound like orders but might actually be requests, but they're pretty scary, so maybe you should do what they're saying. Well, these videos that they're featuring over at FletcherWrites.org are, I think, great because they're really showing people asserting themselves, asserting their rights, refusing to obey these officious bureaucrats. And I know that Pete Ayer from CopBlock.org is definitely an advocate of a lot of this freedom. We're going to get to him here in a moment. But just to give you a little bit more audio from this 15-minute long video, we're not going to play the whole thing, but if you want to see the whole thing, go to our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com. It's also on our Twitter, and you can link to it there. Here's a little bit more of their compilation video, what they're calling the top DHS checkpoint refusals.
No, thank you.
I want you to pull a secondary, sir.
No, thanks. I want to go free on my way. Okay. You know, and correct me if I'm wrong, did I stumble into Mexico, or is it still United States?
It's just the United States.
Okay, well, then therefore I should have the freedom to travel unmolested, because I'm in America here. So.
Go ahead, Phil.
Go ahead and go where?
Going on the road.
Okay, see you later.
Surprised at this time. It might have been his first one. He's never heard. Like, you mean I can go?
Well, no. I think he was just clarifying. I mean, you don't want to necessarily gun the gas and pull out of there until it's pretty clear
you
that
get shot. Yeah.
Yeah. That you know that they're not going to run after you and run you off the road or something like that. But you know, it's that easy. I mean, that was a minute 20 between this segment and the last segment. We played a minute 20's worth of the same guy. It's three videos of the same guy with the same color shirt on refusing these checkpoints. So either he wears that shirt all the time, or he actually went to three different checkpoints on the same day and recorded these videos, I would think. So it's that short. I mean, you know, he didn't sit there for a half an hour. There were some cuts, so, you know, there was a time at which the guy went to get his supervisor, and then he brought the supervisor back over. So maybe there was a few minutes there. But for the most part, he just refuses to go along with what it is that that they want to do. And I think that it's really inspiring. So what I want to do is bring Pete Ayer on the line here from CopBlock.org. Pete, are you there?
Yeah, hey, how you doing, S? Good to hear from you.
Hey, glad to have you with us, as always. You know, copblock.org, are you aware of Flex Your Rights?
Oh, definitely. I used to actually, when I worked in the D.C. area, I knew the guys who founded Flex Your Rights and some of the guys who are putting out the content still. So I've always been a fan of their efforts, you know, to educate folks. And I think that's instrumental because we can all learn from each other and be safer because of it.
I think it's synchronistic, too, that Flex Your Rights just literally a few days ago published this What Are My Rights at Various Checkpoints article on their website featuring these videos of people refusing checkpoints. And at the same time, copblock.org literally right around the same time announced a contest, the checkpoint contest. Tell me about it.
Yeah, definitely. And it's a contest. The purpose is to demystify checkpoints to kind of twofold. One, to inform people of their rights should they encounter a checkpoint so they can safeguard them. And then two, sort of erode the legitimacy that some people even have the right to stop your freedom of movement if you've not hurt anybody. So it's a contest. We're asking for the best piece of content. It could be video or audio or, you know, anything really that addresses those points, and there's 3 weeks left. The deadline's April 8th, and I actually just learned of that resource, that Flex Your Rights resource that you mentioned, and added it to the page where all this information's at, copblock.org/checkpointcontest.
copblock.org/checkpointcontest. We've teamed up, actually, lrn.fm, copblock.org, and, of course, the, in my opinion, the originator of checkpoint refusals, checkpointusa.org, Terry, who's just, I think, an incredible inspiration.
Yeah, I agree.
He's sponsoring, and you know we're teaming up. He brought to the table a prize for this contest. So it's not like just, hey, you won. You're actually going to get something out of this.
Yeah, that's right. Terry took a settlement money that he got last year for a civil suit that was a decade in the works for his rights being violated when he went through one of these checkpoints in Arizona, and spent some of that on some cameras and was able to, you know, that's what we're utilizing for this contest. So much appreciation is his way for all his efforts. He's, like you say, he's one of the pioneers. We were able to meet him back in 2009 when we were in the Tucson area with Motorhome Diaries. And, you know, it was clear he was having an impact, you know, even back then. So it's clear that the tactics that he's found useful have proliferated.
So folks can go to copblock.org/checkpointcontest, learn more about it, how to enter. It's pretty simple. You put together some sort of media, basically, that you know, like you said, demystifies the checkpoints. You could win one of these movie gumball cameras, which is dash-mountable. It comes with all kinds of accessories, so it's easy to use this thing in a variety of different situations. But one of the things you could use it for is put it on your dash and have that thing record as you're going around from place to place in order to keep you safe. Pete, good to have you on, man. Always appreciate your time. Copblock.org doing great work. Thanks, Pete Ayer.
Take care.
Yep, more coming up here in moments. Your call's welcome. Maybe you support the checkpoints. You think that we need more checkpoints. More often.
They're keeping us safe.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, and you can connect on Skype at lrn.fm. More coming up.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet SB with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number tonight for you to bring up what you want. Live Saturday edition, 855-450-FREE. Plus, we'll give you some more DHS checkpoint refusal audio here in a little bit. 855-450-FREE. Connect with us on Skype at username lrn.fm. And don't forget to explore our website at freetalklive.com. You actually get to control the content of the site. The items that you see as you scroll down the main page with the votes next, the numbers next to them, the numbers are votes, and you get to vote up or down on the various different items that are on the site. Those items were submitted by listeners like you. You can be one of those people. If you find something online that you want to share with us, maybe a cool video like this one, or an article or a blog post or whatever, whatever you think we'll enjoy, whatever you think our listeners will enjoy, you submit it as show prep. It appears on the upcoming stories page where it awaits votes. And if it gets enough of them, it'll make it to the front page of the site. So go to freetalklive.com. We'll go to your phone calls here next.
Have you ever considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? You know an emergency is going to occur. You just don't know when or what form it's going to take. It could be weather or blackout or unemployment or some kind of fiscal collapse. You just don't know. Stored food is kind of basic insurance that you can have to protect your family, and a cost-effective one at that. At food.freetalklive.com, we have the Legacy Premium brand that we work with, and you can get 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free, storable food for $1.50 a meal. These are healthy meals for $1.50 a piece. It's half of the cost of the competition out there. The Legacy Premium brand is the best in price, storability, and taste. Ian, we've had a couple of different meals here, and they've been great.
Yes, indeed.
Indeed. So they're one of the few that actually has an oxygen absorber and every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. That's really important because it's not going to stand the test of time if it isn't sealed well and it has oxygen in it. They've got vegetarian and gluten-free options if that's what you need. Like I said, the best in price, storability, and taste. There's free shipping on every order. Go to food.freetalklive.com. See the specials that we have there for you. Again, it's food.freetalklive.com. It's a great deal.
All right, so let's go to the phones and to your thoughts. You can bring up anything that you want. I guess the good news is no one has called to support these checkpoints. I mean, I really would like to hear from somebody that thinks that they're a good idea because I think they're horrible and an invasion of privacy and your freedom to travel. But, of course, you can call in about anything. So let's go first to Jake in Clearwater. You're on Free Talk Live. Jake.
Yes, hi, sir. I'm not going to be the first to call in and agree with the checkpoints. I totally disagree with them. But I actually wanted to call about sort of like a side issue.
Sure.
Something you guys haven't been talking about. And that's like stalking and electronic harassment and you know, pretty much like high-tech harassment going through the electronic avenues and stuff like that. Now, see, me, I'm a bit of a victim of those types of things. And my research, which is pretty complex, kind of interfaces with you guys' this type of research. Same thing with like Alex Jones' researches. And I've been doing my research since about like 05, 07, okay?
And you said you were a victim of
Well, definitely physical stalking. People are literally telling me through electronic appliances, like, say, my video game online service, that they're physically observing me inside my house.
Hold on, just to clarify, who's telling you that?
Somebody through my game system has sent me a text message basically indicating to me that they're observing me inside my house.
Does the text message include any information that would prove their claim? Because that sounds pretty ridiculous.
It's absolutely inconclusive. It's just completely conclusive, sir. There's just no question about it.
It's conclusive.
It's conclusive. There's
how?
No question.
What makes you think that?
Well, I'll tell you what. Basically, what the person said was what I just got done eating. Like, you, what's your name? Ian, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Ian, like if I sent you a text message saying, you know, canned ham, potatoes, and chicken with a side of macaroni, and only that message, and that was your previous...
And do you have some sort of video device your computer?
I took a photograph of it immediately. But I don't want to even concentrate on that one particular thing so much because there's been so many other...
I'm fascinated by this. I mean, this is a pretty unique claim. So you're saying this person in your video game has communicated with you claiming to know what you ate recently...
Absolutely.
And claiming to have had some sort of way to see that inside your home.
Absolutely.
Is it your webcam that they're accessing the feed from?
No, because I'm the type of person that doesn't really like cameras inside of my room. I know they kind of, you know, any type of camera you buy that's installed into a laptop or something like that, they'll tell you publicly, hey, you know, it can't be accessed, blah, blah, blah. You know, that's
so you're saying you don't know of any cameras that are in your room, but yet somehow this person was able to determine what you were eating.
I'll tell you what. I do not have an Xbox 360 Kinect for the reasons that I'm talking about right now. But it was through the Xbox 360, so I have zero cameras that I know about inside of my bedroom.
Now, what do you think? I mean, obviously, I'm calling, you know, asking for you to speculate here. What do you think that you know, the goals here are? Why are they looking after you? What are they, you know, curious about you for?
You know, it's hard to say, Ian. I can't really tell you for absolute certainty. What I can say is there's a few key points that I can hit real quick if you'd like me to. I'm a world-class competitive gamer. I'm not trying to brag, but I'm very, very nervous.
You get the frags is what you're saying. You get the frags.
Yeah, you know. But, yeah, you know, I do play.
Boom, headshot.
Absolutely. There's no question about it. But, so, you know, that's maybe more important to other folks than it is to me. I'm just a regular video game player myself. But maybe that makes other folks jealous. So that's one issue. But I think the key issue is just my affiliation with, you know, my political sector. Being a libertarian that I am, you know, that type of thing, and basically concentrating on the issues that I concentrate on, which are, like I said, sort of interface with what you guys talk about, but also with things that are on, like, Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. I'm sure you've heard of that program.
Yeah, I'm just wondering how they can tie your, whatever your video game account is to you, because usually somebody has, you know, Dark Lord 57 or whatever as their video game handle. How do they know that you are
You know, it's just hackers, man. At a pretty high level of hacking level,
you're talking about someone planting a video camera in your house, right?
Well, technically, what they could have done is on that day, I actually made that food sort of like on a porch, but I actually lived
on the porch.
Yeah, but I lived on family property up there when this was in Pennsylvania. I'm down in Florida now. But during this time, Ian, you know, we lived on a bunch of land because my family owns tons of land up there. And there would have only been a couple neighbors that would have been able to see me.
That's creepy, man. I mean, I got to agree with you. If what you're saying is true, and obviously we're going to take your word for it, that's really creepy. What is your solution?
Well, I don't really have a solution right now. It's to network with people. Like I said, I just want to break it down real quick. I think what this is, it's intimidation from various parties, you know, some of them potentially high level. Because I've been in contact with pretty big contacts. I'm talking about, you know, former NSA people that are public. You know, they publicly run, like, anti-stalking organizations and stuff like that. Mr. Derek Robinson, the president of Freedom from Covert Harassment and Surveillance, been in contact with him. I've been in contact with people of that organization.
So this is what confuses me a bit. Let's say you've got a bunch of high level contacts that you know, they're former NSA that you know, that are now turned to the side of light.
Worked with the NSA. Let me correct myself. He worked with the NSA.
That's fine. If you are worth somebody who's spoken with them offhand and has, you know, some level of dabbling around with the libertarian politics is worth talking to, aren't these other people worth assassinating? And why haven't they?
Ooh, I'll tell you what, I don't even want to touch on that particular issue. That sounds a little dangerous to even be talking about that.
Jake, thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you. You know, interesting story. I don't know if it's true, but it certainly, if it is true, it would be pretty freaky, right? For somebody to send you a message while you're playing your favorite video game saying, "I know what you ate." You know,
what I couldn't help thinking about was A Beautiful Mind, the movie where the guy kept, this guy kept on having conversations with people that weren't there.
Meaning he was talking to himself.
I don't know. You know, I mean, he was by himself. Yes, he was talking to himself.
Hallucinating people.
You know, I'm trying to apply Occam's razor in this instance, and it's difficult to know. It seems highly unlikely that somebody's, you know, hunting around in the woods to see what this guy makes on his porch to eat. And more likely, I mean, you know, I'm sorry, people that have schizophrenia are a dime a dozen, and often you can't tell when they talk on the phone. He doesn't sound crazy, but I mean, you know, when you have this scientist that was working for the U.S. government having these problems, it could happen to anybody.
We'll come back with more. Your thoughts are welcome, whether you want to talk about, I guess, cyber stalking or checkpoints. Because we've still got some checkpoint audio here that I think is worth sharing with you from FlexYourRights.org. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. More coming up. Your thoughts are welcome. It's Free Talk Live.
After I turned 40, my body started changing. I didn't feel as attractive as I used to. I started experiencing hot flashes, but the weight gain, that was the worst, especially the belly fat.
I started taking Ambrin, and I finally lost the weight. It was so easy. I feel as beautiful today at 50 as I did when I was 30.
Thank goodness for Ambrin. It rebalances your hormones naturally, which relieves the symptoms of hormonal imbalance in menopause, like weight gain, hot flashes, fatigue, low libido, and more. Ambrin is the advanced all-natural formula, clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40, with no big change in lifestyle required.
Ambrin definitely made me feel energetic and sexy again.
For a limited time, you can try Ambrin risk-free and get a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-922-3170. 1-800-922-3170. That's 1-800-922-3170.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off. Only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free number tonight for you to bring up what you want, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you on our site. We've got a mobile site and a webcam and so many other features all free at freetalklive.com. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, just shop with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com, enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's also Newegg. But we actually get a larger percentage from Amazon. So go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you can enter the website of your choice, get your shopping taken care of, and you know, there's different Amazons. There's Amazon Canada, Amazon US, Amazon UK. So click in the right one for you. And then buy whatever you were going to buy. Normally it's the same great prices, free Super Saver shipping and all that. It's just you're entering through our portal, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Once again, that's shop.freetalklive.com.
Every loan payment is made up of principal payments and interest payments. You need to know that. At the very least, some of them have taxes and insurance involved too. But from the first payment on, you can expect the interest payment to be the interest to be front-loaded in the loan. So when you get a 30-year fixed loan, it's going to be 10 and a half years before you're just paying 50% of your payment is going to actually pay the principal of the loan. That should give you pause. Consider for a second a 20-year fixed loan. The first payment is 49.6%. That means after 4 months, you're right at 50-50. Basically, you're at 50-50 immediately with a 20-year fixed. If with a 15-year fixed, you're practically at 60% right from the get-go, and it just gets better from there. MortgageMinuteGuy.com wants the Mortgage Minute Guy at MortgageMinuteGuy.com wants you to know the difference between a cheap loan and an inexpensive loan. Because there's a big difference. Before you get a loan, you need to get a hold of the Mortgage Minute Guy at MortgageMinuteGuy.com. He or one of his experts can help you. All you have to do is go there to MortgageMinuteGuy.com and get in contact with him, or you can call him on his telephone number. I'm going to give here in just a second. 866-288-0088. Again, 866-288-0088, mortgageminuteguy.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. Let's go back to the phones and the fun here. We're going to go to WGIN, which is a simulcast of WGAN out of Portland. Larry's listening in Kennebunk, Maine. Hey, Larry.
Hi, it's actually Kennebunk, Maine.
Oh, well, they spelled that wrong. Kennebunk, Maine. Hey, welcome.
Hi, I was just calling to confirm what the last caller was saying about cyber stalking. I've lived up here under the last Bush administration, and I had all kinds of stuff going on. People piping in feeds on my TV, blinking lights, doing everything else.
People typing in. Hold on, just to clarify what you said. They were typing in feeds? Is that what you said on your TV?
Typing in feeds. The video on my home TV.
Oh, piping in. They're piping it in. Gotcha. And what sort of feeds were they piping to you?
Oh, they'd kind of change up commercials and everything else. They were using other devices on me. But
tell me more about that. I'm fascinated by this because, I mean, most people aren't going to believe this, and I don't know if I do, but I want to know more about it.
Let me explain it to you. I do frequent a lot of places where it's personal secret service, and they did end up sending me overseas to deal with things in Romania. So during
you were renditioned?
Is that what you call it?
You're saying that you were in close proximity to George Bush, and they took you to Romania?
I was sent over to Romania to deal with different things over there.
Who sent you to the United States government?
Who sent you there?
They have a way of getting you through certain channels so that you end up finding a reason to be there.
But that's very mysterious.
The main thing I'm calling about is if you get a call like that caller you just had, you should be trying to figure out how you can help the guy get some relief from it. Because I can tell you, some of the...
therapist?
No, not a therapist. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Get the guy some help, because he probably does have somebody from the government doing it.
What kind of help would you recommend?
Well, you know, when I get these calls, I would try
what
to put something together so that we can deal with Washington and put pressure on Washington so we can stop this abuse of our technology.
Let me see if I'm following you. You're saying you want to call Washington and, you know, call a representative or a senator or something like that, or a bunch of them, and try to get them to somehow stop these national security agency type CIA spooks, who knows what they are, from interfering with your television signal and typing messages on, video games?
Yes, and using electronic devices that...
What makes you think they'll care?
They should be outlawed. For the government to use against its citizens, but they're not.
Well, if all these claims are true, I agree with you.
They're
they shouldn't be doing it. But I don't.
They're trying to outlaw our right to bear arms, but yet they have devices out there that the government can legally use to penetrate somebody's home with either.
Sure, they have FLIR, the infrared cameras, and a variety of different devices. I agree with you. They definitely have some powerful, creepy devices that can snoop, you know, point a parabolic dish at a window and listen to the audio from inside a house based on the vibrations of the window. I mean, these are all possible, and they can use these things. But you think you're going to be able to call a representative and talk them into somehow, and that they could somehow stop this?
They are sworn to uphold the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, not do it. It's dereliction of duty.
Yeah, they don't do it. I mean, this is the difficulty. If the Secret Service is hunting you down in Kennebunkport, and there's no doubt that you had the president within at least a few miles of your home for going on 8 years or something like that. Actually, it might be 12 years, including George Sr. So, I mean, you know, those things certainly happened for you. But if the Secret Service is hunting you down, I don't think that any representative is going to do anything about it, or could do anything about it if they wanted to.
Yeah, I ended up getting sent over to Romania and the rest.
What happened there? No. What is the rest? What happened in Romania?
While I was over there, I dealt with the Gypsy Mafia. I dealt with the Russians when they went into Georgia and some other stuff. But It's amazing.
When was the last time that they...
responsible people in our government. I guess the point I'm making is...
You are living a dream, man. I mean, that's to think that the government is somehow going to change out from a bunch of criminals to responsible individuals who care about freedom, I think is pretty, that's pretty silly because there's no evidence for it.
Well, yeah, our acceptance of that. Can you imagine sitting here and telling me what you telling George Washington and Ben Franklin?
Oh, I don't accept it, Larry. I don't accept it. I won't pay them. I'm not going to consent to their rule, and I'm not going to obey their rules, and I'm not going to pay them their tax money, so screw them. And thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. I agree. We shouldn't be accepting tyranny. We shouldn't be bending over for it. We need to be standing up for our rights, which, takes us back around to the discussion we were having at the beginning of the show of folks who are refusing to obey at these checkpoints. We got some more audio from that coming up. We get a chance, we'll play some of that for you. But if you want to have rights... And I like the idea of rights, but they're just an idea. If you don't stand up for them, you won't have them. If you want to have them, you've got to be willing to exercise them. If you want to have the right to bear arms, then bear arms. Strap on a firearm and start walking around and living your life. Bear the arms. If you want to have the right to travel freely, then don't put up with these checkpoints. Refuse to obey. If, on the other hand, you do what you're told... And don't be surprised when you get more orders coming your way, when you get more taxes and more regulations being shoved down your throat. And if you think you can look to politicians to save you from this, especially at the federal level, you've got another thing coming.
I haven't been convinced that it's happening. I think it'd be even less likely that a politician whose aides get these kind of calls all day long is going to believe it. I mean, you'd really have to put yourself together a dossier to be able to do it. And I can't imagine for a second Free Talk Live, leading the million man march against being viewed in your home through your camcorders. I mean, I just don't know. I'm sorry.
Let's talk to Jake, I think. Jake calling from somewhere. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi, man. It's the same guy that just spoke to you a second ago. You kind of cut.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, we can't. We can only have one call per night, Jake.
Well,
appreciate it, though. Let's go to Frank, listening in Norfolk to WNIS. I'm sorry, I didn't realize that he had already called in. The note was there. It said previous caller, but I thought that meant that he wanted to talk about the previous caller. Look, we don't have a whole lot of rules on Free Talk Live. You really can call in about anything that you want. We'll take your call. We'll talk to you. But... we've got other people that want to get on the air, so if you've got a lot to say, maybe call us another night. We do the show 7 nights a week. Feel free to call in again with some paranoid rambling. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line.
23 short hours. We'll be back on the air again.
That's right, or whatever's on your mind. So we'll continue. We'll take your calls about anything. In fact, Frank is on the line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Hour number 2 coming up. Plus, we'll play some more of the checkpoint refusal audio for you. Here in moments, it's Free Talk Live.
I see you got your eye on this convertible. Just picture yourself in it. Top down, wind in your hair.
I'd love to own it, but my allergies wouldn't let me put the top down.
Really? You're going to let allergies stop you from driving your dream?
The power of Allegra. It relieves your toughest allergy symptoms. Only Allegra is both fast and non-drowsy.
Goodbye, symptoms. Hello, dream machine.
Allegra. Stop suffering. Start living.
Starts working in 1 hour among OTC-branded antihistamines. Relieves sneezing, itchy, runny nose, itchy, watery eyes, and itchy throat. Applies to first dose only. Uses directed.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix, life's getting better.